I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 9th. There are now 1,288 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. 1,095 people have recovered, and there are 9 active cases. The death toll stands at 132. The Quincy Planning Board has approved a new 40-unit condo complex for Hancock Street in North Quincy. Galvin Development of Quincy will demolish 3 multifamily homes from 503 to 511 Hancock Street and build the new complex with a parking garage under and a parking lot for a total of 82 spaces. Some abutters did express concerns about negative impacts on traffic in the area. The Quincy Recreation Department says it will be offering sailing lessons this summer at the Ryan Boathouse. Officials say they have acquired more single-person sailboats to achieve social distancing and that the program will take into account all health and safety guidelines during the pandemic. Registration is available at quincyrec.com. Unsafe pollution levels in the water have prompted warnings at Wollaston Beach and Heron, Brody, and Nickerson beaches in Quincy. Results of water tests taken Tuesday indicate unsafe bacteria levels in the water. The newly renovated Kincaid Park in southwest Quincy will officially open on Monday. The $5.7 million project included a new synthetic turf soccer field, children's playground, basketball courts, running and walking tracks, splash pad, and 140 new trees. Looks like most of the class of 2020 will participate in graduation ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium later this month. School officials say 200 of the 280 graduates from North Quincy High School and 313 of 380 seniors at Quincy High School have registered for those ceremonies. North Quincy will graduate July 24th at 6 p.m. Quincy High will hold ceremonies July 25th at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Quincy Police Officer Roger White has retired. After a 33-year career, White began as a DARE officer in Randolph in 1987 and transferred to Quincy in 1994. He's best known for working with autistic children and bringing autism awareness to the Quincy Police Department. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 9th.